The Anchorage School District is about to get a lot more transparent. Data about discipline, achievement, absenteeism, and more will be easily searchable by district decision makers and the public. And the administration is using it to craft solutions. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more.
Want to know how many students received suspensions at your kid's school? Which group of students is doing the best at reading? How many kids passed Algebra 1? It used to take hours to dig up these bits of information. Now, it's a couple of mouse clicks. The Anchorage School District has created a searchable database that makes it easy to find out specific information about how Anchorage students are doing. As Chief Academic Officer Mike Graham told the school board this week,
I think this is one of the biggest things we have had, biggest, most valuable tools we've had come to us in, as far as anybody can remember, probably ever.
The tool makes it easy to highlight specific things, like one quarter of the students at Begich Middle School have received either in-school or out-of-school suspensions, and the number of students attending school 90% of the time is dropping. But Graham says the beauty of the tool isn't just pulling out these little bits. It's being able to see how the data all fit together and use that to develop solutions. School principals already have access to the tool. Graham says even during their initial training on how to use it, they were putting the data to work.
Some of what they saw, they were excited by. Some of it, they were truly jolted by, I guess, and became very concerned to be able to see it right out there. But there were already discussions going between principals about what's happening at that school versus this school, the very things we want to have happen.
Superintendent Dina Paramo says now that the administrators can more easily see what's happening with their students, they can adapt policies, grading methods, and teaching to help them.
The mining of the data in the past was so difficult and took so much time that the time to have to change the business of what we do, we didn't get to. And so now literally we're using efficiencies, we're using technology to be able to answer some of the questions that we have.
Part of the answers are spelled out in a plan to increase graduation rates. The plan focuses on students who receive Fs and have low attendance, two indicators that a student is less likely to finish school. The plan also includes outreach to the community. Promo says national data show that 70% of people who do not finish high school never move more than 10 miles from those schools.
So if we don't pay attention to high school graduation rates, these students become members of our community that will find it very difficult to earn a livable wage and to participate and be community members. So it is not just a school district, it should be all of our goals that in Anchorage we want kids to graduate.
The data dashboard will be available to the public in about 6 weeks. The district needs to modify it so people will not be able to identify individual students. It's possible to narrow the data by school, gender, ethnic group, grade, and more. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.